Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, February the 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the financial support given to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission by the United Nations Development Fund. The $1.4 million came from the Japanese government, as was given to Zimbabwe Electoral Commission today at a ceremony in Harare. The funds will be used to address issues related to voters' roll and other election-related issues. But before we touch this, we will start by looking at the surprise visit by U.S. President Joe Biden to Ukraine today, where he held a meeting with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. We will also bring you some of the latest on former President Jimmy Carter, who is receiving hospice care at his home in the state of Georgia, here in the United States. Nasi tiri kutaura pamusoro pemari inosvika US 1.4 million yapiwa Zimbabwe Electoral Commission nesangano reUnited Nations Development Fund. Mari iyi yabva kuhurumende yeJapan kuti ishandiswe panyaya yegwaro revavhoti nezvimwe zvakanangana nesarudzo. Asi tisati takupai nyaya iyi, tichatanga tatarisa pamusoro pekushanya kwaita mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden kuUkraine, uko vaita musangano nemutungamiri wenyika iyi Volodymyr Zelensky. Tichataurawo zviri kuitika pana vaJimmy Carter, avo vaimbova mutungamiri weAmerica. Vakata vakachengetedzwa kumba kwavo kuGeorgia vakamirira kusvika kwerufu rwavo. Speaking in Ukraine today, U.S. President Joe Biden said his country is committed to continue supporting Ukraine for as long as it takes.
Together, we've committed nearly 700 tanks and thousands of armored vehicles, 1,000 artillery systems, more than 2 million rounds of artillery ammunition, more than 50 advanced launch rocket systems, anti-ship and air defense systems, all defend Ukraine, and that doesn't count the other $500 million we're announcing with you today and tomorrow. That's going to be coming your way. The cost that Ukraine has had to bear has been extraordinarily high, and the sacrifices have been far too great. They've been met with them as far too great. We mourn alongside the families of those who've been lost to the brutal and unjust war. We know that there'll be very difficult days and weeks and years ahead. But Russia's aim was to wipe Ukraine off the map. Putin's war of conquest is failing. Russia's military has lost half its territory it once occupied. Young, talented Russians are fleeing by the tens of thousands, not wanting to come back to Russia. Not just fleeing from the military, fleeing from Russia itself, because they see no future in their country. Russia's economy is now a backwater, isolated and struggling. Putin thought Ukraine was weak and the West was divided. As you know, Mr. President, I said to you in the beginning, he's counting on us not sticking together. He was counting on the inability to keep NATO united. He was counting on us not to be able to bring in others on the side of Ukraine. He thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now. God knows what he's thinking, but I don't think he's thinking that. But he's just been plain wrong. Plain wrong. And 1 year later, the evidence is right here in this room. We stand here together. Mr. President, I'm delighted to be able to repay your visit to our country. In Washington, not long ago, you told us, you told the Congress, quote, "We have no fear, nor should anyone in the world have it," end of quote. You and all Ukrainians, Mr. President, remind the world every single day what the meaning of the word courage is. Freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
We'll do it.
Thank you.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed President Biden's visit as extremely important sign of support. Now we're going to the Atlanta story. The Atlanta-based nonprofit Cantor Center announced that 98-year-old former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is receiving hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. VOA's Kane Farabon has more.
Yeah. Buffalo, New York native Suzanne Taylor says former President Jimmy Carter's declining health wasn't a surprise to her, but the announcement he was entering hospice care came as a shock.
I have to admit that I cried at breakfast. That was a little bit of a wake-up call to me that we really are going to lose him at some point.
Between 2006 and 2019, Taylor was among hundreds of volunteers working alongside Carter and his wife, Rosalind, on their annual Habitat for Humanity work project, building homes around the world for those in need.
So many people really appreciate him. He's had such an impact, and it's going to be so hard to close that chapter.
It was sad because he has led such an epic American life.
Jonathan Alter spent 5 years writing a biography about Jimmy Carter titled His Very Best that allowed him to interview and observe the former president before his health declined.
But when you take stock of his life, he won at life. 98 years, longest lived president. Married for close to 77 years.
After losing the presidency in a resounding defeat in 1980, Alter believes Carter's increased popularity came through his volunteerism with Habitat for Humanity, his efforts to promote peace and fight neglected tropical diseases through the programs of the Carter Center, and as the voice of a seasoned politician and elder statesman.
This is a guy who, even though he was in business and thought about the bottom line plenty in the years before he was president, spent most of his life thinking about what could he do to improve the lives of other people. And that's still extraordinarily rare.
Carter's popularity also increased while traveling the country, autographing and promoting dozens of books he wrote, and by hosting crowds at his small church in Plains, Georgia, during his Sunday school lessons, where, one day after the announcement of his decision to enter hospice care, Carter's niece, Kim Fuller, led the congregation in prayer.
I think at this time in all of our lives and in the lives of those that we love very much who are going through this today and will be going through it, that maybe if we think about it, maybe it's time to pass the baton.
Who'll pick it up? I have no clue.
I don't know. Because this baton is going to be a really big one.
Rosalind and Jimmy are accessible and gracious. And people feel like they really got to know him.
Which is why Taylor believes the news of his deteriorating health is that much harder for many to accept.
So I think his accessibility has created a bond with a lot of Americans that most presidents don't have.
Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Chicago.
Let's take a short break and we'll be right back after this.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, We bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And now to our main story in Zimbabwe, the Japanese ambassador Satoshi Tanaka said his government will provide support before and after elections. He made these comments when he gave his government's financial support to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Authority of the elections, building on the success of the Zim Echo One project and the project the Electoral Cycle Approach, will provide the support not just for election day, but for all phases of the electoral process, before, during, and after. I'd like to commend ZEC for reaching out to the UN to improve the electoral process for the upcoming 2023 harmonized elections. I'd also like to appreciate the UNDP and its partners, including UN Women and UNESCO, who are implementing and contributing to this project. We value the excellent work being done and are very glad to contribute to such an important project. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the upcoming 2023 harmonized elections are a vital opportunity for all Zimbabweans to shape their future. There is still a lot of hard work to be done, probably, and the next several months will be really critical. I look forward to further improvement to the electoral process through this Zim Echo 2 project and to your efforts in organizing and conducting successful elections. Thank you very much. Tatenda Siabonga.
Thanking the support from the government of Japan, ZEC Deputy Chairperson Rodney Kiwa said his commission welcomes the support.
Elections, by their very nature, are costly undertakings, and this is why we most welcome the support of the government of Japan, which require huge financial resources to execute various aspects of the electoral process. Primarily, the responsibility to provide the necessary resources is vested in the state. However, the Commission, through the Electoral Act, Chapter 213, is empowered to receive assistance and support from cooperating partners to augment government support. This is how we welcome the support. In view of the above, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Capacity Building Project, ZIMECO, was established through an agreement signed by the Commission, the Government of Zimbabwe, and the United Nations Development Programme in 2016 under the auspices of the Zimbabwe United Nations Development Assistance Framework, UNDAP. And the same three partners signed the revised project document for phase two in December 2022. The project is the vehicle through which cooperating partners provide electoral assistance and is coordinated and managed by UNDP on behalf of the Commission. Let me congratulate UNDP and the government of Japan. We normally say the government of Japan and the people of Japan, right, on the signing of the financing agreement to Zim Echo 2. As an EMB, that is the electoral management body, the Commission acknowledges and appreciates the initial support given by the government of Japan under phase one of Zim Echo. We do really sincerely appreciate that.
For those just joining us, we are streaming this show live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. So you can join in the conversation right now. And for perspective on this issue, we are joined by our guest, Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF, and Tawanda Zokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dr. Mavelas. Magadi Muri Zimbabwe, Agatera.
Vazamare Murkutin's way.
Thank you very much, Mavelas, for having me. Greetings to fellow Zimbabweans and everyone who is listening.
Thank you, both gentlemen, for coming on the show. And the issue at hand right now, we are talking about elections. We've seen that the United Nations and the Japanese government are saying that they have given ZEC $1.4 million to be able to be used for the voters' roll and other issues to do with elections. What's your take? Let's start off with you, Mr. Tawanda Zokora.
We want to thank the Japanese government for extending their hand to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, but I also want to just mention that whenever Zimbabwe needs help most, it is usually the countries from the West that come up with the help. We all remember what happened during COVID-19. We have been getting help from the Americans, from the British, from the Europeans, and now for our elections, we've been helped by the Japanese. But these countries are always demonized by ZANU-PF, you know, on accounts of alleged regime change. So I just don't know what ZANU-PF would be saying to the help coming from the West. But we also hope that this money will be put to good use. It will not end up in some people's pockets, and that the voters' roll, which has been a very big bone of contention in our elections every time, that the voters' roll will be made available and that more registration points will be made available with this money, because right now people are having to travel distances for them to be able to go and register to vote. So we certainly hope that this money will find its way in our electoral system.
Let's now hear from you, Mr. Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF. What do you say?
I think most of the support that we got during COVID, we didn't get it from the Americans, the British, or the Western countries. We actually got most of our support from China, and we have got to be factual about this thing. One of the bone of contention that actually led to Strive Masiwa coming out publicly criticizing the Western countries was that they were restricting, in fact, they were hoarding the vaccine for themselves and all the equipment that was needed for themselves and their citizens only. It was actually the Chinese that extended their support, which is why we ended up having, besides its efficacy, we ended up having Sinovac and their other vaccine, I think it's Sinomac or Sinopharm or something like that. The bottom line is Medina, Pfizer, you know, and the rest of the Western companies, Glasgow Smith, they were just focusing on their citizens. So we've got to be factual about this thing. But most importantly, we have to understand that there's no free lunch in this world. Okay, Western countries don't do gifts for free. It's an extension of their foreign policy for their interest, not for our interest. So, yes, while they may present this image of trying to help, no, it's not actually helping. It is actually seeking to influence our electoral processes, influence our democracy, influence everything for their interest. So we must not be blind to that. We must not be ignorant to that aspect of international relations and how international relations work. So, and it's said that most of our CC colleagues, MTC, whatever they decide to call them, are naive and ignorant to those facts. They think there's free lunch in international relations. When you stop with Western countries throughout the history, you have to do so with a very long spoon. The countries that have done so before, such as Syria, such as Iraq, such as even Libya, which accepted being in good relations with the Western world, found itself in a situation where they are right now. Their infrastructure destroyed, the lives of citizens destroyed. The West is about serving the West, not the interests of Africans. If they did, they would do fair trade, which they don't do. If it's for Britain, for example, if it cared for Africans, it would actually have meaningful trade relations, not the ones that are skewed towards the interests of their citizens. So let's be very, very clear. When a country is deciding to help us, such as Japan, which is aligned to the West, it is not doing it because it loves us so much. No, it is doing it because it is doing public diplomacy on for its own interest, for its own foreign policy interest.
Tinotenda vazavari todzoka kwamuri vadzokora muri kunzwa zvekutaurwa navazavari hanzi marizi dziri kubva kuJapan hadzisi kungouya dziri dzega asi ndandiri kuda kuvabvunza ivo vazavari ndichadzoka kwavari kuti tinoonawo zvakare China ichibatsira ichiti tiri kuunza rubatsiro rwu pachena asi tiri kuona dzimwe nyika dzichizochema savana Zambia kuti havasi kunyatsozoti zvakamira sei paukama hwavo asi tombonzwa kubva kwamuri kuti imi munoona sei zviri kutaurwa navazavari.
Aiwa, ini ndongoshandisa tsumo yekuti kusatenda huroi. Vanofanira kunge vachiuya pano vachitenda zvavaitirwa neJapan, asi varikutouya vachitowedzera kutotsikirira kuti maWestern countries anouya achida kutora zvavanenge vachida kutora muZimbabwe. Asi tikatarisa havari kuti mafacts anotiratidza kuti America ndiyo nyika, izvozvo vakangoenda paGoogle, vanozoona kuti America ndiyo nyika yabatsira Zimbabwe pane zvese zvinonzi humanitarian. America ndo yaisa mari yakawanda muZimbabwe kupfuura dzimwe nyika dzose. Iyo yavari kufamba nayo China, yavari kuchema nayo achitaura kuti yakabatsira muCovid, yaipa madrugs achibhadharwa. Uye China tinozviziva kuti zvavari kutaura kuti free lunch iyo, it's actually ironic because ndo zvatiri kuitiswa neChina izvozvo. China inouya yopa vanhu mari, yobva yapiwa yobva yadimanda land, yobva yatora mineral resources edu. As you have rightly said, that's exactly what they've done in Zambia. That's what they've done in Tanzania. And that is what they've done in Zimbabwe. They've taken over all our land. They're taking over our minerals. Even the natural resources. Ana Gonaro Zhou, Ana Wange National Park. My Chinese are kungoenda imomo. Achinotora upumi wedu. Achichera imomo. Vakazvinzwa zvakataurwa zvakaitwa kwamutoko. Vari kunotora matombo vachibvisa vanhu pavanogara. Hapana vanhu ivavo kwavari kuiswa. Saka handisi kuona chavanotenda kumachinese. We have gotten a lot of help from the Western countries, and all Mrs. Aweara should be doing right now is to be thankful for that help. And also be very thankful for what the Japanese have done.
Mombo, batai makadaro, vazokora. Batai makadaro, chimbotora kola. Hello, kola, makadi yenyu.
Ndinofara chete mavhelasi makadi kwenyu.
Aiwa tiri wadi tiri kutaura nani muri kupi?
Muri kutaura naDonald Mamboma ndepara Sandberg.
Taurai tinzwe muri kunzwa iri mugango. Pane vebato rezano PF varipo vazavare, pane veCitizens Coalition varipo vadzvokora, munogona kubvunza kana muchida zvamuri kuda kunzwa makanangana nenyaya dzesarudzo. Taurai tinzwe.
Ya, ndinoda hangu kumirana navadzokora. Chinoitika ndechekuti mazuva edu chaizvo muchitaura panews dzenyu dza7 o'clock kuti Zeki yawana mari kubva kunations here kana kuti nejapanese embassy nao ndakonzwa
kujapan
but ndiona sekuti mari iyoyo nemazira anoita edu mashandisirwo emari munyika medu tongoti dei yakashandiswa mazvo kutongona mata dei yashandiswa nemazvo isazoenda pagumbo rengwenu. Tumata kuti dei nokuti mari nyika yedu ine history yekusashandisa mari zvakanaka, kutanga kuba kuwana rubatsiro kuna nations nana USAID. But tine history yekusanyasa kushandisa mari zvakanaka nemazvo semapigo ati taitwa kuzishandisire mashandisiro iwayo. Tinogona zoona mari yava kushandiswa mamwe mashandisiro asiriwo kana kuti yakuzoita zvimwe zvayakasangafangu kuita yakukambenyera mamwe mapato. anenge ane advantage saka kukumbira dide mari yango shandiwa mune zvakanaka nechekuita nekuti vanhu vavote nechekuita nekuti mapolling station awandeona nekumusha uko asa zvaita station yaya kuti kumamisha uko tosiona mamwe mapolling station vanenge vakama kana kuti kumaraundi kega vanenge vakamapa vari amashomashomu womawanza kumusha kwavanoziva kuti kune kwanisa kutinhiwa vanhu nemasabhuku nemadzishe saka izvozvo tasingokumbirira kuti mapolling station acho akawanda kwose kwose
aiwaazvaizi
kuti munhu anofamba distance yakareba munhu achienda kunovhota izvo zvinotatwa mwadzo kumashure izvozvo saka mupango itawo distance yakakanyiai kuti munhu anofambawo zviri nokuti manenge vabva kumabasa amwe vanenge vatoneta kare saka kana vakakwanisa kungoitawo zvinejerere ndizvo zvatachingokumbira izvozvo
aiwa tinotendaasiwo
pasaitawo chitsotsi zvingoitwawo mune zvakanaka vanhu achitarisa mazitavo pakashandiswa mazita evanhu vakashayika kare
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald Mambo maregai timbopa vazavare mukana wekupindura vazavare manzwa zvataurwa navadzvokora takanyanyotarisa manzwa zvakare muteereri ari kuti dai mari iyi yashandiswa kwairi kufanira kunge ichienda kugwaro revavhoti imi munotii sezanopf
I hold no grip for that. Okay. We share the same sentiment. That will do it on budget with the money of a bill. But the right is already up to right enough. But I want to come back to the issue of international relations. Because there is a reason sometimes when I say I bet my equals on this issue and the rest I teach. Unfortunately, my brother, I have to teach him also about international relations. America was behind our colonization, was behind Kukurahundi, if you didn't know. America has been behind a lot of wars across the world. So if you don't know that where America, if you don't know that where America goes, there's always destruction. Just as there is in Ukraine, I've given you examples in Ukraine, in Libya, in Iraq, all everywhere where America has gone, there's always been destruction. Now, I'll talk to you about the Chinese state, about the nature of the Chinese state. The Chinese state comes in two forms. It's very simple. There is simple, non-state attached state, and then there is state which is trade, which you will get from any country. America right now, there's no free trade. There is nothing that America gives for free. It is setting up military bases for its own interest and security. So, don't be fooled. Nekupiwa information yekunzaya ndizvo America inotiitira zvinhu mahara pachena. Tiri kutotsvagawo maresources kubva kuAfrica, just like China is, just like any other Western countries is. Vasina gold, vasina lithium, vasina chrome, vasina all this steel and everything that is needed for their military hardware, for their day-to-day, for their day-to-day living. MaTV ava vanoona makombiuta ese ava vanoshandisa, most of those resources ziri kubva kuAfrica, DRC, Zimbabwe, South Africa. So don't tell me that Western countries are doing good, great for us. They love us so much, they give us things for free. That is not only ignorant, but stupidity at its highest level. If you don't know that simple basic thing, that colonization, which was before, and now colonization, which is all about Africa, taken to the West for Western interests. Then you get a little pittance of £1 million or $1 million. You go to town and club hands and say, Dabati, come on,
understand. Tombokubatai muromo ipapo tanzwa iro sangano reZimbabwe Elections Commission reZEC richitaura kuti ranga riri kutotenda Japan nemari richiti harina kuwana mari yakakwana kubva kune bazi rezvemari remunyika saka taona vachitotenda ivo vachiti mari ichabatsira kuti batsire panyaya yegwaro revavhoti sezvanga zviri kubvunzwa nakola kuti mari ichaenda chaiko here todzoka kwamuri vadzokora mungoti pamazwi enyu ekupedzisira nekuti
asi tofanira kugadzirisa nhema dzinenge dzichiuya nevanhu vanenge vachinyepera kuziva vachiti vada kuuya kuzodzidzisa vanhu ivo vachiuya vachinyepa America was never behind our colonization hakuna zvakadaro ngavadzokere kuhistory yavo vanodzidza history and America was also never behind Kukurahundi that's a ZANU PF thing you should not try to change history vachiuya pano vachinyepera vanhu you know.
Gentlemen, when I have both of you on the show, it's always an interesting debate. So I'm actually going to have to bring you back because time is not on our side. I would like to thank all those that were listening and streaming with us. I'm Marvelous Mhlangwanya Huye saying, hey, have a very good night, Zimbabwe. We'll be right back.